This is your boy, Corey Blaze, and I want to thank you for subscribing, downloading, and sharing Fat Guy Radio Show. Without your continued support, we wouldn't be able to bring you this free show. So on behalf of all of us here at Fat Guy Radio Show, I say thank you. And now, here's an all-new show. Quick, go gather the kids. Now, where the hell is that chipmunk?
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
You know, strange may seem they give ball players nowadays very peculiar names.
Funny names?
Nicknames, pet names.
Not as funny as my name, Sebastian Dinwiddie.
Oh, yes.
Funnier than that?
Oh, absolutely. Whee! Yes, now, on the St. Louis team, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
That's what I want to find out. I want you to tell me the names of the fellas on the St. Louis team.
I'm telling you, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
Do you know the fellas' names?
Yes.
Well, then who's playing first?
Yes.
I mean the fellas' name on first base.
Who?
The fella playing first base for St. Louis.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
Well, what are you asking me for?
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first base.
Who is on first?
Have you got a first baseman on first?
Certainly.
Then who's playing first?
Absolutely.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it. Why not? The man's entitled to it.
Who is?
Yes.
So who gets it?
Why shouldn't he? Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes. After all, the man earns it.
Who does?
Absolutely.
Well, all I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on first base?
Oh, no. What is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Well, don't change the players.
I'm not changing nobody.
Take it easy.
What's the guy's name on first base?
What's the guy's name on second base?
I am not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on third. We're not talking about him.
How did I get on third base?
You mentioned his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
No, who's playing first?
Stay off of first, will you?
Well, what do you want me to do?
Now, what's the guy's name on third base?
Well, what's on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go, back on third again.
Well, I can't change their names.
Will you please stay on third base, Mr. Broadhurst?
Please, now, what is it you want to know?
What is the fella's name on third base?
What is the fella's name on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Third base.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show. From the BDB Production Studios in Glendale, Arizona, a suburb of the Valley of the Sun, it's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. And now, here's Corey.
Ladies and gentlemen, Janet Jackson, the sing for you. What is happening right now?
What's on second?
October 4th, 2014, live from Studio G, trying to see Ben Affleck's Wiener and Gone Girl at the BDB Radio Network. Welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Fat Guy Radio Show. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fat Guy Radio Show. Spread the word about this show by sharing, liking, and following Fat Guy Radio Show. Whoa, dee dee, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
They said it wouldn't. Haven't had Janet Jackson song in a while.
You sure this is Janet or is this a Tevin Campbell remake?
I don't know. It's somebody in there. Who cares?
It sounded like Tevin Campbell. I'm just saying.
It said Janet Jackson.
It probably is Janet Jackson, but at that era, Tevin Campbell did sound like a girl.
He did sound like...
There it is.
Hey, Janet, there welcome to the show. You know where you can get a lot of Janet Jackson stuff?
Amazon.
You damn right about that. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. It's October, and you know what that means, Halloween shopping time. Amazon through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon offers you a wide selection on the most popular Halloween costumes for the whole family, even your pets. If Halloween is not your bag, daddy-o, check out Amazon's Fall Grooming Guide presented by Men's Fitness or the latest in baseball equipment, including gloves and bats. Or if you're like me, cooler weather puts you in the mood to entertain, but the house must be ready. Check out Amazon's new releases in home cleaning. Take the effort out of cleaning and let Amazon assist you. All these great specials and deals just for you, available through Amazon, through our Amazon portal at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Share it with your friends, family, and coworkers as well. October in the Blaze House officially kicks off the holiday season. So remember, fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon during the holidays.
Yay, yay.
Oh, all right. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, my gosh. I'm tired as hell.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on third.
Well, who's on third?
I don't know.
I can't do the bit. I don't know. Lip, I will give you two shakes of a quarter if you can tell me who that opening bit was from.
I have no idea.
Why read the show notes? Abbott and Costello.
Because they're not in front of my face.
That's all right. Welcome back, Lip.
Welcome back.
Yeah, you were out last week.
Yeah.
Was I?
Jesus. I can't do it today. I'm trying. I am trying to muster up the energy to do this today. I am so tired. My fingernails hurt.
I'm going to have to talk to the CEO.
Why? Why does your fingernails hurt?
I don't know, because I was doing man work this morning, and you know.
Isn't that Lip's job?
Well, kind of, but you know I'm a pussified city boy, so doing man work.
Ruins you.
Yeah, it really does. It really does ruin me. So
it contaminates your fingers.
Finger contamination. All right, well, we got a packed show for everybody. I'm going to completely ignore that detail because you're not going to get me started this early in the show. Well, we got a new character that we want to introduce at the top of the show because it's the greatest thing that has ever happened on the face of the planet. And I believe we have some show music for this. Maybe not. But every once in a while, we've met some characters on the show.
Yes.
Mocha Cub. We've met Wally, the AC unit.
Yes.
Who is on his way to vacation. Mm. He leaves on vacation after the weather turns to 90 degrees and under. He goes on vacation for a while. Lip was a new character that we introduced on the show. Of course, we have Betty White and Barney Fife, who are my neighbors.
Yeah.
Who I avoided in totality this morning as I spent 4 hours in my front yard. But we have a new character, and it came from a Twitter conversation that I happen to be, I don't know, what would it be considered CC'd in or copied in?
Yeah, you were mentioned in it.
Yeah, I was mentioned in the entire thread back and forth. And of course, the names and characters on the show come out of most likely mistakes. You know, Lip is, his name isn't a mistake because I got that from Shameless.
Yes.
But it's short for Philippius.
Or like I like to call him Flip.
Yeah, you like to call him Flip, so you put like your stank on it. Yeah, you put your stank on it. I'm in a van for a long way around.
I'm at the cup song.
Oh, yeah.
You said song. Flip Cup? Nothing.
That's a game.
Flip Cup is when you're like...
Beer pong?
Cup, and then you...
Oh, my God.
Oh, there goes the soundboard. Jesus.
Sorry.
Buzzing now.
Sorry. Good night, everybody. You literally just Hiroshima the whole entire recording console.
I apologize.
So we have a new character that we want to introduce on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Lady K, please welcome to the show, Mocha Cup.
Oh. Hi, everybody.
It's Mocha Cup, ladies and gentlemen.
How's everyone doing?
So Lady K, who's P1 listener, was I guess, what happened? How did this all begin? Because this was all on your Twitter feed. I was just tagged in all
so,
of it.
So it's been very, I don't know, maybe it hasn't, but we're going to say it has been very well documented on the show.
Hello, listener Gail.
That my black iPhone 4S did not have Wi-Fi or Bluetooth access.
That's weird.
Yes.
But okay.
So, a friend of mine gave me their old white iPhone 4S.
Okay. And is it?
And it has Wi-Fi and Bluetooth.
So your old phone wasn't Wi-Fi connected?
Nope.
Really?
It will go in and out. So like, I'll have it for like a week, and then the next week I have no Wi-Fi or Bluetooth for like 2-3 months.
Strange.
And then it'll just come on randomly. So, I went and changed my service over to this phone. And once I got it switched over, I was just like, oh, let me just download all my apps. And I was like, oh, wait, I have Vine on the cloud. I haven't used my Vine in forever. So I downloaded my Vine app.
Wiener Vine.
Yeah. So I downloaded my Vine app. Uh-huh. And once I downloaded my Vine app, it updated to all my Twitter contacts. So everyone who I had on Twitter got a thing from me saying that, you know, I got a Vine. Then,
oh, so it went out to Twitter.
Yes. Lady K.
Okay.
Lady K went and got went and followed me on Vine.
Listener Lady K.
Listener Lady K didn't follow me on Vine. And then she tweets me out and says, hey, I just followed you on Vine. I know this is going to be hilarious. And I said, well, thank you for putting all that pressure on me.
Yeah.
Like, now I got to make it funny. to this day, I've probably revined twice and then posted one Vine. And the only Vine was me talking to my dad.
Now, you do have, so you have a social media presence, but it's not as, like, prevalent as mine or
no.
as big as the shows or anything. I think I probably see something on your Facebook page maybe once or twice a month, if that.
Yeah.
You don't do a lot of social media.
I don't.
So Lady K put the...
I'm too busy living my media than socializing with it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Flip.
Thank you.
For your contribution to the show. I think we can end right there.
Good night, folks.
I'm so glad he's here. Get that shirt off.
So she starts going back and then like... She's like, you know, I'm just messing with you, Mocha Cup. And
then she put hashtag Mocha Cup. And mind you, from the moment she sent you the first tweet talking about the fact that she was going to follow you on Vine or whatever it is, she at Corey Blazed in there as well. So I saw it from the beginning, which she doesn't have a problem because Lady K and I go back and forth on Twitter all the time. She loves the show and she's part of the Gavinites. Mm. You know what I mean? So that's where we found her was the Gavinites. So I didn't see the live. I caught up with it probably a day later.
Oh, okay.
With the whole, and then I'm just scrolling through the conversation, but she hashtagged Mocha Cup.
Yeah. So when I read that, I was like, does she not know that it's not Mocha Cup? That makes no sense.
Yeah, like a cup of mocha.
Like, because...
Mocha latte.
It's documented. It's very well documented.
Hey, Listener Gil.
Yes.
That I call you Papa Bear.
Yes. That everybody in the network pretty much calls me Papa Bear.
Yeah, you're Papa Bear.
I am.
Saved in my phone as Papa Bear.
That's what... we're going to change that.
And so...
What?
Because you're Papa Bear,
daddy.
That's why I am Mocha Cub.
Yeah.
As in, I'm your young.
Yeah, Mocha Cub. And it actually comes from the spin off of one of my favorite movies, The Jungle Book, where Mowgli, the character Mowgli, the little boy, Baloo the bear refers to him as Man Cub.
Yes. Well, actually, the whole kind of jungle refers to him as the man cub.
Right, because he's the man and he's small. So, Ditay is the color of mocha to me, so I call him Mocha Cub. But somehow, this whole back and forth between you and Lady K ended with me looking like the ass. Because clearly, she was under the assumption that because I say Mocha Cub so fast, it sounds like Mocha Cup. I know my B's from my P's, Lady K.
Balipius.
So since she did that and I read the tweet string, I unhinged my jaw and she hashtagged Mocha Cup throughout like a couple of texts back and forth. And it was just hilarious. So I'm like, okay, well, the new character on the show is now going to be Mocha Cup, which I will still call you Mocha Cub.
It is the season for a Mocha Cub.
It is the season for a Mocha Cub because, you know, I can't get away from Mocha Cub because you looking fine as hell today, boy.
I know, right? I'm all fro-paid out today.
You are, yeah. He ain't paid $9 for that advertisement right there. All right, well, folks, we are.
They're my family, man.
I know. We family.
I'm wearing my breast cancer shirt today.
Yes.
You know, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Just cured. Fill a titty.
I need to get my booby bracelet back.
Your booby bracelet back?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I love to fill on some boobies.
Yes. Well, I'm happy. I'm glad that we have a new character on the show, Mocha Cup, ladies and gentlemen. And I do not like my microphone position. You cannot see me.
I don't like...
You wanted the mics here, didn't you?
Oof.
You wanted the mics right here. All right, nobody can see that unless... All right, let's go on with the show. So thank you, Lady K. We really we do it in jest, but we appreciate her. She's a very, very tremendous supporter of the show, and she has definitely taken a liking to the show. And even the blog, she tweeted me something about the blog I saw on the way in.
What, is it yearly now?
After the levels?
Yeah, after the levels.
A blog that used to be run by Corey Blaze?
Yeah.
That is now run by the ghost of Corey Blaze?
Yeah, the ghost of Corey Blaze. It's so funny because BDB Radio Network took the plugs out of the ending script. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the blog is like dead. Don't. Well, I'm sorry. I don't have a lot of time.
You got a life. That's what happened.
Well, somewhat I got a life, but it's very oh my God, I'm gonna do it again. It's very well documented that it's cooling off. It's nice weather outside. So that can only mean one thing is that it is mandate season.
Ooh.
And the mandate season, go ahead and mute that lip. Thank you. The mandate season. It was a commercial. Why would you want the commercial to go out on the air?
I don't know what you're doing over there.
I'm playing a YouTube video. Now you can turn it back up. For the love of Jesus. Now it doesn't work because now I've ruined the bit. Hold on. Pause. You know I'm tired. I'm irritable.
Oh, okay.
I'm irritable.
Your eyes didn't communicate properly.
Oh, God. Jesus, help me. Dear God.
I'll take blame for that because I asked for the microphone change.
So. Yeah, you did. Now I can't see. Mandate season again. We'll edit that last part out. Not at all. It's mandate season again, and it kicked off
last night.
The night before last.
Thursday.
But last night was a little bit a little specialer. Rex is going to shoot himself after he hears it. It was an extreme amount of specialer because Mocha Cub and I... Ooh. Took an old pilgrimage to the East Valley. East Valley. And we tried a new place that I have been seeing billboards for that I just wanted to stop in and check out. Bubbles and Bath.
Are you trying to say Haboob?
Haboob Italian Eatery.
Electric Boogaloo
Italian Eatery. Booby Month Italian Eatery. What happens if this is a total digression, but I get it.
Bababoon.
So if we put breast... Never mind. That would have been a horrible...
You done struck my interest. You added breast to it. It struck my interest. Now, if we put breast in a bowl of pasta...
If we
chicken breast.
If we have Booby Awareness Month in the same month of Domestic Violence Month, does that mean we have to beat up on boobies?
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, man.
That is horrible.
I'm so sorry.
No.
She wasn't ready.
I don't know what I thought about that right now.
You can beat the boobies with pleasure.
Oh, man. So if we have breast cancer awareness.
Beat a boob.
Beat a boob.
Where are you going? Beat a boob workshop.
This is what we were supposed to be talking about, Babbo Italian. Oh my God, I'm sorry. All right, so me and Nite go to the old Babbo Italian Eatery. Or is it Babbo?
It's Babbo.
Babbo because it's father in
Italiano.
Italiano. Hey!
In Italiano.
It's Italiano.
A Babbo.
What's the matter with you?
Hey, Copernicus, why don't you navigate yourself to the back of the line and stand there with your shirt?
So we go over to the East Valley. And the reason why I wanted to go to this place is because I've seen the billboards in downtown Phoenix, and they have this amazing picture with these two balls of meat. Laying on a bed of pasta, and I'm like, I gotta go there. I just gotta try it. And how long have I been mentioning this to you?
Like a month.
You had them off for a month?
We haven't had time to do anything.
He's been like, hey, I want to go to Babbo. Oh, Babbo, because we keep thinking it was Babbo.
Yeah.
We didn't find out it was Babbo until last night.
Yeah.
But he's like, hey, we got to make time to go to this new Italian eatery place, Babbo.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm down whenever. He goes, okay, whenever we find time, we'll go.
Well, and the reason why, well, first off, we talked, that was the first initial conversation.
Yeah.
Then I pulled out of it because I didn't think Dite was a foodie. You know, because I like to go around and try different places for different foods. And I didn't think Dite was a foodie, so I told him you're not a foodie, and he kind of got a little upset at me.
Yeah.
Just a little bit, you know, but I decided to say, okay, fine. You think you're going to be able to do it? We'll do it. So we went last night. It was the official kickoff to Mandate 2014, or the second season of Mandate, and we had a good time.
Yes, we did.
And it was really good. I would like to get the owners of Babbo Italian Eatery on the show.
That'd be super cool.
Yeah, because
cool.
Alex, our waiter,
Adam.
Yeah.
I kept doing that last night. It was a really good time. It was actually a good time. It was really good food, too. The bread was amazing. I kept dipping it in coffee. The coffee was freaking ridiculous.
So you did have a mocha cup.
We'll be right back after this on Fat Guy Radio. Show you boob. All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Fathead For Real. If you don't know what Fathead is, get ready for your mind to be blown. Fathead For Real, part of the Lids.com family, offers wall decals, murals, and stickers exclusively for our listeners. When you shop through the banner on our website, you get a special discount that will appear in your shopping cart at checkout. This deal is so amazing, Fathead won't let us tell you what it is. Simply click the banner to find out. Don't miss out on these amazing, one-of-a-kind, high-quality prints. Fathead For Real, part of the Lids family, and proud to partner with Fat Guy Radio Show. The interesting thing is that I'm wearing a Lids hat. You'd be able to see it if it wasn't for this cartoon-sized microphone that's in the middle of my face right now. But it's a really good time. Lids.com, Fathead For Real. Let's not even be slightly distracting.
I'm sorry. I'm Instagramming during the show. How many times do people who don't watch us on Ustream get to see what actually goes on in the studio?
I don't know either.
Hey, Flip. You gotta start warning me when you're gonna put Journey into the break music. Why the would you turn that down? Almost made me edit.
And we're going to break.
Well, we had a good mandate. It was a nice time at the Babbo Eatery.
Babaloo.
It was good Italian food, and I couldn't eat it. They fed us so much. But with all that being said, the eatery is really good. But the night before, I had a precursor to the mandate. With Rex. And thank goodness it's not Friday. Nice. We went to Rex and I were I because his life is horrible. I went down and I
it's well documented.
Yeah. I went down and picked him up from work because his car is on cinder blocks, or he sold it to a girl for a BJ or something like that. I don't know.
Wow.
I lost track.
He sold his car for gas.
Yeah, he pawned his car for gas money. And so I had to go pick him up from work. So I went to go pick him up from work. We were both hungry. And I try not to eat after 7 o'clock because if you haven't noticed, I have a little bit of a weight problem. So he talks me, that's hurtful, Lip. He talks me into going to TGI Fridays. Okay. Is that what it's called?
TGIF?
TGI Fridays.
Yes.
Is what it's called. He talks me into going to TGI Fridays because he says, I want to find the bottom to the bottomless appetizers. And then, of course, Fat Man's Head. That's a win-win. Let's go. It's $10 bottomless appetizers.
Wow.
Wow.
That's the deal they got going on right now. So we hightail it up to the Norterra TGI Fridays. I didn't realize there was a TGI Fridays up there. It's right there on the corner. I normally speed around that corner, so I'm not paying attention. I'm just trying to make sure that all four wheels of my car stay on the road. So we find it, we go, and we walk in, and we meet the super douche canoe overage balding waiter. This dude could not have been more of an asshat.
Wow.
He never laughed. Our drinks sat there unfilled. Mm. We waited. waited 23.7 minutes, DT. 23.7 minutes!
23.7?
Yeah, because I was clocking it. I looked at Rex dreamingly across the table, and I said, you fine some of a bitch. This fool finna piss me off. I felt it from the moment we walked in. I did. It was eight people in there. It was 10 o'clock at night. They're open till midnight. Eight people in there. There was no reason for us to wait 23 minutes for two very small orders. We ordered off the appetizer menu.
Wow.
And then the guy, the only reason why we ordered off the appetizer menu, because douche canoe overage balding waiter decided to lie to us about what the happy hour items were. He told Rex that, oh, this part of the menu, except for these, are happy hour prices. Rex was like, oh, okay. Then he tells me something completely different. So I go to order what I thought was a happy hour appetizer.
Wow.
Till he reveals to me, oh no, that's not on happy hour.
But you just told me this part of the menu was on appetizer.
Right. So he
on
basically,
happy hour.
Yeah. So if I'm holding up my note tablet here, if this was the menu, he basically did a full hand wash of the whole menu and says, this is all on happy hour prices.
Okay.
But then when I ordered from this menu, he said, but except what I just ordered is not on happy hour prices.
Wow.
So of course, I just see his tip just dwindling away. I'm talking about to nothing. Absolutely nothing. His attitude stunk. And so, of course, I had to ask for a coffee refill. At Babaloo's last night, or at Babbo Italian Eatery, I didn't even have to blink before my coffee cup had one little drop in it before Arabian, our waiter, what was his name?
Adam.
Adam, our Arabian waiter, came over and filled it back up. Because that's what good customer service is. That's what good way. So I understand it's TGI Fridays and I wasn't sitting at Morton's or any place like that. But damn it, is it that difficult to just, I didn't want him to get on the tables and sing me happy birthday. I didn't want him to do backflips because I'm Corey Blaze. I just wanted him to simply do his job. And he failed at doing so.
You know why I stopped eating at TGI Fridays?
Please.
When they dropped that bottle of green ooze into the sewers and the Four Ninja Turtles became, that's how I was like, oh no,
that's the wrong TGI Fridays.
I don't want to eat from TGI Fridays
anymore.
That's
the wrong TGI Fridays.
Oh,
but it irritated me so bad. So of course, what do? I take to Twitter.
What did you say?
I can't remember what I said. I hope this wasn't your "What the hell is Corey tweeting?"
It wasn't. No, okay, you're good.
Because we're getting to that next, so get ready.
Okay.
I tweeted out to TGI Fridays, and of course, at TGI Friday is what I tweeted directly to him. Because, you know, if I'm going to say something, I want you to know that I'm going to say it. And I just had a bad week. I really had an absolute bad week. So I tweeted out to TGI Fridays. I says, well, that wasn't a pleasant experience. Never again at TGI Fridays. Hashtag horrible service. Hashtag TGI Fridays. It was ridiculous. The food wasn't even all that great. That was a tweet.
I think that is the tweet that I...
Pound. No, it's not.
You sure?
I guarantee you it's not. You don't know what tweet?
I favorited a tweet, but then I wrote down a different tweet. So the tweet that I favorited, you're probably looking at that and think that's my tweet of the week.
Correct. Or the hell is Corey tweeting?
Yeah, that's...
That's not the one that I just read is what the hell is Corey tweeting?
I think so.
Well, now you're going to have to go to the one that you favorited.
Okay.
Well, he don't have that one because he don't have technology no more.
He does have technology. He's going to rewrite it down again. I told y'all I was irritated. I had myself one hell of a week. Got TGI Fridays in there screwing me up. And I wanted to go into the next bit.
But...
Mocha Cubs got to reset.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, hit I can't. I got to reset.
Trust me. Just hit the music.
You think I'm going to just be... I'm just going to go to it.
Just go to it.
All right.
Top of his dome. Here it goes.
It's the segment that's sweeping the... I wasn't even ready.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, watch this. Go ahead. Go to it.
It's the segment that's sweeping the nation. It's what the hell is
white paper.
Corey tweeting?
It's white paper.
With details. Take it away, you sexy mocha.
All right. Yellow paper, ladies and gentlemen, yellow paper.
Today, on What the Hell is Corey Tweeting? The real Corey Blaze, at Corey Blaze,
yeah,
tweeted out 2 days ago. I bet when that security guard woke up this morning, he didn't think he was going to feel the way I just made him feel. Pound. Profiling gone wrong. Side note, that's the tweet I favorited.
Yeah.
Corey, what the hell were you tweeting?
Oh, man, it's about to get ugly. It's about to get ugly. I'm going to do my best to try to do this without...
Before you get into your...
Yes.
Before you get into that, does that make you feel a little bit better that I didn't pick the tweet that you picked? That I was messing with you?
Oh, you were just messing with me?
I was messing with
you.
No,
that doesn't make me feel any better.
Okay, I'm sorry then. Okay, back to what the hell are you tweeting, though? What is that about?
Mocha Cup, you didn't piss me off. Flippies, you're fired.
All right, Mocha Cup, you're fired.
Let me go behind the board.
Somebody right. needs to take over.
So that tweet, it was a good show last week. That tweet came from a very, very bad place. Look, I don't ever play the race card. I never play the race card.
Yeah.
I've gone on record stating that I don't think I've ever even experienced a racial experience before. I've never, like, a racial prejudice. So... And this may be completely overblown, because let me preface this by saying I was having one effed up day when this took place. My morning prior to this experience was not ideal. I was in a very, very dark place. It's been an effed up week for your boy. This dude just happened to be in the right place at the wrong time with the wrong guy. And I hurt his feelings. I ain't even lying. I hurt his feelings. So I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona, if that makes any difference. And I go to a Fry's store, Fry's Food and Drug grocery store. I don't know. That's probably just a West Coast thing. But I go to a supermarket.
For everyone on the East Coast, it's Kroger's.
It's Kroger's out there for you people.
Yeah, Kroger's.
Yeah. So I go to Kroger's and I go in. And I buy what I needed. I needed some coffee for the office.
Okay.
For my numbers job. So I go and we've said it on the show, I bought a new car 3 weeks ago. Still ain't got insurance on it, but I bought a new car 3 weeks ago. 4 weeks ago now. 5 weeks ago now. I don't know how many.
Still don't have insurance.
Still don't have no insurance on it. So
I had this car for 4 months, but still ain't got no insurance.
Yeah. 12 years later, yeah. I still ain't got no insurance on the car.
I just keep a roll of bubble wrap in my car.
That's all I do, and pray to baby Allah. So I get to the Fry store, and it was a very stressful day. And I know Halo Sigs is not gonna like to hear this, but I'm gonna be honest because that's what I do on this show. If anything, we're honest. That's one thing you're gonna get from this show versus any other show is honesty. I decide that I'm going to have a real cigarette. I did. I know. I'm sorry, Halo Cigs, but I decide I'm going to have a real smoke. I go into Fry's. I buy my coffee. I come back out. I put the coffee in the car. My new car, I've only been vaping in it, and that's all I've been vaping in it ever since. But this day, I had just had just way too much, and I needed a real smoke. So I go, and I have a real smoke. And what I do is that I wasn't going to smoke in the car. Mm-hmm. So I'm standing outside of my car. When I go to my numbers job, is a suit and tie.
Yes.
I'm suited and booted. Standing outside this Scottsdale Fry's location. I'm looking down at my phone. I'm literally facing the driver's side door of my brand new car. Still got the temporary plates on it, by the way. Brand new. Standing right next to it. And then I hear off in the distance, and it got louder. And it's one of those damn golf carts. I'm thinking, okay, there's a golf course right there at Scottsdale. A golf course goes right through the middle of Scottsdale if you really look at it.
Yeah.
I didn't think nothing of it until I heard, excuse me. Excuse me. Is this your car? And without even turning my body, I just turned my head because I was the first thing in my mind, and I could be wrong for this. The first thing in my mind is that this dude is not talking to me. That's a first. I instantly go Negro. Instantly. I don't know why. It was just the day. And I turn my head to the side, and there he is, all 204,000 pounds of this very, very pale, blonde security rent-a-cop that was patrolling the Fry's parking lot. And he looks at it, and he was asking me, is this your car? And I looked at him, mind you, please note, I had a bad day. I looked at him and I says, who's asking? Now, I could have possibly responded a little differently, but why are you approaching me asking me whose car is this? He's like, well, I'm asking. And he,
why?
Exactly. That was my next question. Why? Why are you asking? He says, because we've been having a rash of broken in cars and stolen cars out of this lot, and I'm just doing my job. I'm like, well, I'm sure you probably do your job very well, but I can guarantee you that that scenario that you just explained to me is not about to happen here. And I turn back to my phone. And I'm on my phone smoking a cigarette, standing in front of my car. I never pivoted my feet. I was just moving my head back and forth. I go back to my phone. I said, well, that's the scenario you just explained is not going to happen here. I'm going to have to ask for proof that you own this car and see your driver's license.
No, you don't.
And I'm like, for what? Why? No. In that particular order. What? Why? No. He's like, I find it very suspicious that you were standing just out in the car, just standing out here in the middle of the sun next to this car. And I said, so now my feet pivoted. Now I'm facing him completely on, and the phone is in the pocket, and the horns are slowly starting to come out of my skull. And I looked at him and I says, is your question really that you find it suspicious that I'm standing next to this car? Or is it because I look like I'm suspicious standing next to this car? And he didn't have anything to say. And I said, sir, please answer the question. We've had a rash. I said, you've already said that. I says, do I look like a guy that's about to steal this car?
Like, you're suited and booted.
I'm suited and booted.
Yes.
Do I look like a guy that's about to steal this car?
Yes, you're known as the highly dressed bandit.
Yeah, I'm the overdressed Armani suit wearing car bandit. That's what I am.
Call them all raccoon eyes.
So then I can't remember what he said because I think I blacked out. I don't remember everything I said. It's bits and pieces because I was pissed. I was heated. I got mad. I cut that dude down so bad I can't even repeat it on the show. I can't repeat it on these microphones. I made that 4,000-pound behemoth rent-a-cop feel like he was a dime floating to the bottom of Tempe Town Lake. That son of a bitch picked the wrong guy at the wrong time on the wrong date to profile as a car thief. And then went to by the way, this whole time that I'm going off on him, I never once touched the car. I never once touched the car. I never once gave any indignation that was my car until the end. When I reached my hand for it, and it magically opened. And you should have seen the look on his face when he realized it was my car. So not only did he think I was the Armani car bandit, he also assumed that there'd be no way that I would have this type of car. And then when I got in the car and I drove away with my California howdy doody sticking out of the windshield, he felt even smaller. I can't go in. Man, I wish if this was raw, I would. If this was Afterburn, I would totally tell y'all what I did. But I think I drug his mama into it, his manhood into it. I believe that I told him that the price of my shoes probably would cut the price of the shoes that I'm wearing probably cover his entire year's salary. I think I yelled probably. I didn't yell. I never once raised my voice at him. That's what makes it stick. When you really want to cut somebody down, DT, you stay calm, cool, and collective. Because then they don't know if you're about to go completely insane on them or if you're about to go to the next level and start yelling and screaming. No, I stayed nice, calm, cool, and low-level voice. And I just made sure that every word that I was saying to that indignant, judgmental son of a bitch stuck into the soul of his being. That's what my intentions were. I wanted to make sure that when he wedged his fat ass back into that little golf cart that was leaning on two wheels because it wasn't set for his that size of a man. When he set his ass back in there and drove to the back of the Fry's, I wanted to make sure that he ate as many Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars that he possibly could to drown the feelings that I injected into the soul of his being, because that son of a bitch picked the wrong guy on the wrong day to bring up the wrong assumptions. And I hurt his feelings, and I hurt his feelings on purpose. And you know what? I don't feel not slightly one inkling of bad, because here it is. I didn't initiate the conversation with him. He initiated the conversation with me. You interrupt my day, you step into my world, and then that gives me the upper hand to say whatever I want to say to you. I didn't come to you saying, hey, I think somebody's stealing this car. You came to me and you thought that I was stealing this car because I was a black guy standing in front of a nice car in Scottsdale, Arizona.
And that's
where you went wrong. You prejudice punk-ass mother effer.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what the hell Corey's tweeting.
We'll be right back after this. I'm going to take a quick breath and kiss on DT. She lives for me. Says she lives for me. Motivation. Well, motivation. She comes out and she goes down to me. And I make it smile like a drug for you. All right. DT, put that away. All right, folks. Welcome back to Fat Cut Radio Show. This portion of the show, the camera's not even on you, and you're still doing the bit.
Lollipop.
Lollipop. Oh, lollipop. Let me tell you about the electronic cigarette company that probably is going to take my endorsement away. Halo! I hate you so much, Philippians. Halo Cigs, ladies and gentlemen, if you buy a brand new car, don't go to Fry's in Scottsdale, Arizona if your skin complexion is dark. But if you do, stay in Glendale, Phoenix, and the surrounding areas and keep your car smelling nice and spankingly brand new by vaping. Vaping doesn't ruin that new car smell. I am doing everything in my power to keep that new car smell in the car. I don't even ride down the street with the windows down because I'm afraid the new car smell is going to blow out of the window. I don't want the new car smell to blow out the window, DT. I want it to stay inside.
He's serious.
But my Halo Cigs, e-cig from Halo Cigs through fagotradioshow.com/Halo6 doesn't challenge the smell of the new car smell of my car. And it's gorgeous, too. It's pretty. It's got buttons and screens and cameras and penis cams.
What?
Passenger seat.
Yes, Halo Cigs, fagotradioshow.com/Halo6. All right. So, I'm sorry, and those of you that are going to send me Facebook messages or emails about the fact that I instigated that whole thing with the security guard, just save it.
Honestly, I feel your pain because, like, I get approached, like, I don't play the race card a lot either.
I never play the race card, but that could be the only explanation to why he approached me. That could be the only thing.
I get approached a lot because I got pulled over one time because I was driving, smoking a Black and Mild.
Yes.
And if anyone knows what a Black and Mild is, it looks like a blunt from far away.
Well, let's be honest. Philippius's people normally buy the Black and Mild, pull out all the tobacco, and load it down with the pot.
And yes. Yeah. So I got pulled over for driving down 16th Street and
16th Street and
like just between Van Buren and Buckeye.
Oh, whole scroll.
Yes.
Yeah.
Van Buren is definitely the host,
I just
bro.
Crossed the bridge, and I'm headed towards Buckeye, and I got pulled over. Cop says I was going 55. The speed limit is 55. I was going 45, and the speed limit is 45. But he said he pulled me over because he goes, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" I said, "No, sir." Because I had got a fix-it ticket for my taillight. And
isn't that not the stupidest question? I love police officers. We have a lot of police officers that listen to this show. But why in the hell do y'all ask me, do you know why you pulled me over? No, I don't know why you pulled me over. If I did know why you pulled me over, my ass would have pulled myself over.
If I knew why you were pulling me over, I would have been doing what I was doing to make you
exactly.
pull me over.
Exactly. So when an officer asked me, even though I haven't been pulled over since, you know, I've started the show because I'm Corey Blaze. When I used to get pulled over back when I was black. If a cop asked me, when a cop asked me, do you know why I pulled you over? I would always respond, will you tell me why you pulled me over? Don't ask me a dumbass question like that, Ossifer. If I knew why you pulled me over, I wouldn't have did it.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm
that
just,
hates me off.
I'm too fired.
When he told me that, he asked me that, I said, no, officer, because.
Damn you, sexy.
I said, no, officer, because I fixed.
Ossifer.
I said, I fixed the taillight in the back, and I just got my windshield replaced 2 days ago. That's why the blue tape is still there.
Right.
He goes, well, I pulled you over because you're doing 45. You're doing 65, and the speed limit is 45. And I said, well, officer.
Officer.
I was like, I was looking at my speedometer as I was driving. Because I do that all the time. I check and make sure I'm doing speed limit.
That's what normal people do.
And I was like, and it said I was doing 45, and the speed limit is 45 posted. He goes, well, maybe you should get yours calibrated because my thing is calibrated to the highest degree. And I said, okay. I said, oh, fair enough. So he said, I'm going to let you off. And he said, let me run your plates and everything, blah, blah, blah. If everything checks out, I'll let you off with a warning today. And I said, okay. The whole time, I'm still smoking my black. So I don't care.
Right.
I don't give a crap.
He interrupted your day. Now, it's a little different with the police officers.
So I drive, everything come back clean. Record spotless.
Yes, spotless.
Well,
beautiful.
At that time, it was spotless. Yes. Yeah. Now, we already know I went to the pokey. It's very well documented. I got arrested and went to the pokey.
And I sprung his ass out of that jail so damn fast. I was like, he is too cute and too pretty to be in Madison. If the first person that would have touched him, the dude that looked at him, cockeyed Philippius, let's just say the problem went away.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He wasn't cockeyed no more?
He wasn't cockeyed no more.
So he
was cocked.
I leave and everything, and when I left,
yeah, you pull out, you beat cheeks.
I beat cheeks. I leave. I'm still smoking.
Yeah,
and he told me to get my stuff calibrated because I was his instruments were calibrated to the highest degree, and I was speeding. Tell me why. Since that day, I had never gotten my speedometer calibrated, and I had never gotten pulled over since that day for speeding in that particular car.
Now, see. I understand your argument. I really do. And it sounds a lot like it's really indicative of what Lil D says. And I can almost side with the cop because they are out there. No, don't get me wrong. I can almost side with him a little bit because he had probable cause to pull
you
over.
There's no probable cause.
They can't pull you over unless they have probable cause.
Yeah. Apparently he did. He said I was speeding. I was never speeding. That was his probable cause
to
see if I was smoking weed.
But that doesn't have anything to do with the color of your skin.
Yes, it did.
It doesn't.
If a white person was driving down the street and he was smoking a black, they wouldn't have pulled him over for a suspicion of weed. Especially if I was well dressed, white person.
I don't think I got
pulled over for DWB. I got pulled over another time because I was headed home. And I stopped at a four-way stop sign, and you know, you're supposed to wait 3 seconds before you go.
Correct.
I was
well, stopped. No, not 3 seconds before you go. It depends on what the traffic flow is.
Yes, but if there's no one there, you stop. Whenever
if there's no one there, I'm not stopping.
If there's no one there and you stop at a stop sign, you're supposed to count 1, 2, 3, and then you go.
Yeah.
Because that's, if not, it's called a California rolling stop.
Yeah, that's what I do. I do that all the time.
So I stopped. I didn't even know a cop was behind me. I stopped. I go, 1, 2. And then the cop says, you can go. So I go. And as soon as I go, he pulls me over. And I'm like, what the heck?
Okay, that one may be a little hinky there. But, you know, I'm sorry.
Because me and my friend were in the car. Two black men were in the car. And then we got pulled over.
Number one, you're mocha. You're not black.
They don't see mocha. They see black. My daddy's black, so I'm black.
But I think that cops have to do certain things. They have to profile. They do. I'm sorry. They have to profile. Not $7.95 an hour rent-a-cops in a grocery store parking lot. They have to profile. Do you know how many criminals they pulled off the roads because they profiled?
Erogenous.
I think Corey's a cop.
I'm not a cop. Now, I can't say...
That's erroneous.
No, I'm not saying
erroneous.
That. I'm not saying that what happened to you didn't happen to you because you were because it wasn't DWB. It could very well be DWB.
They don't have to profile because a lot of the times, there's people that they don't profile. They're really doing all the crimes.
Of course. And
that's how they get away with it.
That's
because of the color of their skin. No. So profiling is obviously not working. It's obviously not working.
Why are you talking to Flippius? I'm sitting over here.
It's obviously
not
working.
Look at me. If you're going to have a discourse, bring them sexy lips and them beautiful brown eyes over here.
I can't bring myself to be mad and yell at you. So I have to look at Flip so I can keep the anger going.
That's unfair. I'm sorry you experienced it if it was a DWB.
It was.
But I believe the cops have to do a DWB. Rent a cops with a sixth grade education that are riding around in a half charged up golf cart with a yellow light on the top of it. They don't have the right to do any type of profile.
So question.
Answer.
If you were doing the same situation happened and a cop in the parking lot came in and asked you if that was your car, would you still react the same or
no? I would not have. You know what I would have done? Because it's a law. Honestly, if it was a law enforcement officer that would have came up to me, number one, he wouldn't have been a dick like the rent a cop was, or maybe he would have. Scottsdale police are known to be a little aggressive.
Dickish, yeah,
yeah, I understand. So if he would have pulled up. He would have had a badge on. He would have asked me, sir, is this your car? I would have said yes. If he would have asked me for proof, because he has government law enforcement powers to ask me for that, but I would have given it to him.
But at the same time, the government, they just because they have the right to ask, they have to have probable cause. They can't come up to you and say, is this your car? And you say yes. They can't ask
you,
you
know
to show
what?
Proof.
So if that's the case, then a cop would have never approached me then.
But I'm
because
saying,
there was never probable cause.
Exactly.
But so I would never have that problem.
But if he would have, because some cops do that stuff just to be douches. Oh, you almost caught me. They do that stuff just to be douche canoes.
Well, I can say I've never had it happen. I've never had it happen from a law enforcement car.
I had a cop come up to me and my brother, my older brother. We were sitting at Arizona Mills waiting by the parking lot for my dad to come pick us up. And there was a lot of people there. A lot of, it was very bright out.
Yes.
We were the dark spot there.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And
I hit my microphone.
My brother was smoking a cigarette.
Yes.
It's me, my brother, and my two sisters waiting for my dad. And he comes up and he says, are you guys supposed to be here? It's the mall. We can be here if we want.
Was he a rent-a-cop or was
he
a police officer?
No, it was a police officer. And then he asked my brother to put out his cigarette. My brother said, for what? I'm not doing anything. He said, I need to see his ID. No, you don't.
But see, that's a law officer. I would have given him I wouldn't have put the cigarette out.
No.
But I would have given him my ID.
My brother doesn't look. My brother is an older gentleman. Right now, my brother is 35 years old. This is my oldest brother.
Yeah, my other brother, Daryl.
He's 35 years old. When this happened, he was 20.
And so I agree with you on that one. That one, that may be a little hinky. But I still stand by the fact that
my older brother is twice as dark as, like, he's darker than you.
Oh, God.
He's darker than you. He's a shade darker than my father.
He's midnight.
Yes, he's blurple. My older brother is blurple.
We gotta take a break. He's blurple.
He's blurple. And because he's blurple, with three mocha, because me and my sisters all have the same mom and dad. We're all mocha.
Damn.
So he's blurple with three mochas.
God bless your parents.
This law officer, as you call him.
Law enforcement officer.
This law guy.
Longmire. Okay, that was a little douchey canoey. I can honestly give you that. That was a little douchey canoey.
I like cops.
I
like cops that do their jobs.
Yes.
I don't like cops that mess with people just because they have a badge. That's my thing.
Fair enough on that. We'll be right back on the other side of Fat Guy Radio Show, where Flippius is going to play the one song that makes me think that it is time for all of us to just go to sleep. Did you just pick this song out of nowhere? I'm trying to get it to the I don't know who you are bit, because I actually do like this song. Is that nice?
Yes.
Yeah.
song sucks.
Yo! We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show. Take me home. I know who I want to t- Oh, crap.
This week on Full Court Press Radio. Say it's the fourth game of the season. You take that as a moral victory. Look, we just went against one of the best teams, the defending champions, and we almost won this game.
So,
we lost by two.
We as a fan base or we as the players?
We as a player.
Oh, heck no. No way in the world does a player walk out of that game going, I just got beat, and I'm tired, and I'm beat up, and I'm sore, but that was a moral victory.
Yes, they do.
Heck no.
How do you think they come back the next week?
No, plus, the next week offense, they come back going, we better fix some stuff because
yeah, exactly.
We ain't done.
But it's you can still take those moral victories.
No.
Bro, that's how you have to positively motivate yourself. You can't go around saying every loss is a loss. You can't. You have to look at some good and say, no, you can't.
You can look at the goods, but you still have to look at it as a loss.
Every good that you see is a moral victory. No. What I'm saying is motivation.
Moral victory is saying that you don't have to worry about the loss.
More on fullcourtpressradio.com.
All right, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Stitcher Radio, I think. Yeah. Stitcher Radio. Now you can get all your favorite podcasts, Fat Guy Radio Show, and what you just heard, Full Court Press Radio, on Stitcher, on any of your device, your black iPhones, as long as they have Wi-Fi.
Yep.
And your white iPhones that don't get profiled on 16th yes. Street in Van Buren.
They don't.
They don't. You can get them all on Stitcher through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Stitcher Radio. I'm glad I wanted to play that bit, that clip from Full Court Press Radio, which you can find on FullCourtPressRadio.com, because I was in the building when that show happened on Tuesday, Lip, and I came and stood in the doorway of the studio with pulling my foreskin over my head. That was such an epic fight. Daniel Taylor and Ryan Scott are normally kissy face, lovable love bugs. I mean, oh my God, if they could give each other butterfly kisses more around, what's that Phoenix Suns player? What's his name? The one that I called a jerk store last week.
Oh, Bledsoe.
If they could give themselves any more butterfly kisses around Eric Bledsoe, you know, on that show, it would have been, I would throw up. But they got into it so raw, so dirty. It went on for what felt like an eternity, and I just stood in the doorway. I didn't even look through the little window on the door. No, I stood in the doorway of Studio G just cranking it. I mean, I was so excited about that segment. I went out of the studio, found the closest light bulb, pulled it out of the socket, crushed it in my hand, and jerked with it. That's how exciting that segment was.
I actually hate that segment.
I know you hate that segment, but that was what we call damn good radio.
Yes.
Woo, boy.
I was so mad.
Oh, my God. It was epic. And then, of course, with all Full Court Press Radio, they go back to Pixieland.
Well, it's because we found out at the end of the argument that he has a problem with me saying moral victory. And I'm like, okay. What I mean by moral victory is...
I don't care. They can go listen to your show.
Yes.
Well, I don't think I explained it in the show.
You didn't need to. No, you did a very good job explaining. I was so proud of you. Man.
I had every time I hear that bit, like, I still get fire in my eyes. I'm like...
A rager, Philippians. A rager was happening over here. A rager pager was happening over here. But I was freaking out. But I didn't freak out as much as this girl did when I went to do laundry on Tuesday.
Oh, what happened that long?
Okay, this is just so weird. I don't know what it is. I know we're at the end of the show, but I don't understand what it is. I'm doing laundry on Tuesday. It's very well documented on the show. Hello, listener Gail. That I go to a laundromat because I've justified that having a washer and dryer in my home is more cost than it is convenience to me. So I go to a laundromat. I was at the laundromat, and this must have been like some type of girls, crazy girls field trip or whatever that was going to do laundry, because there was a lady there that was talking them through sorting clothes and putting clothes in the washer and stuff like that. So I guess this girl was getting frustrated with the fact that the white shirts don't go in with the red shirts and the red shirts don't go in with the pink shirts or whatever it is. She was getting frustrated. So me, I'm a professional at this, and I'm on borrowed time. So I drive up in my car. I hop out of my car. I grab my laundry out of the trunk. I walk in. My favorite two washers right up front by the door are ready to go. My clothes, it's very easy. You put the cold one, the clothes that have the tag that say wash and cold in the washing machine that's got the cold. You put the clothes in that have the tag that say wash warm in a washing machine where you push the warm button. Boom. That's it.
Boom, shakalaka.
In and out. I got it down. I know that the washers are going to run 24.3 minutes and the dryers are going to run 25.7 minutes. That's how I know. I got it down to a science because I'm on borrowed time when I go to this laundromat. So I walk in and I'm just whistling Dixie, you know, I'm double gun point, wink, wink. I'm like shuffling cards or dealing cards at a poker table or whatever. I got arms going all over the place. This is a really cool bit.
I like the hand gestures.
I got my arms going all over the place, just pretty much like just putting all the clothes in the
Chef suit.
I have my eyes closed. I'm just sitting there shuffling my cards and everything else, right? And then out of nowhere, I hear. I'm like, what the hell? And I look up for a moment, and this boogawoof of a distraught boogawoof girl is pointing at me and crying because I put my clothes in the washer machine and started the washer before her. And the first thing in my mind was, I didn't know we were racing. I had no clue we were racing. She had a complete total meltdown. And so the little crazy woman that was there with her helping the crazy girls, you know, crazy helps crazy.
Yes.
She goes over and she's like, it's okay. He's just been here before. And I'm just standing there like, what the hell did I just do? I didn't even realize that we was racing. I didn't come in here to upset the crazy woman. What's she going to do next? Start foaming at the mouth and spitting up vile? I don't know what the hell was going on. Me like, okay, crazy, gonna go away now because you're freaking me out. So the crazy girl, the crazy leader that was leading the crazy, she just looks up at me and she says, oh, I'm don't worry about that. No, actually, she sounded more like this. Don't worry about it. This seems to be with something, you know, she's learning. And I'm like, okay, Aunt Gertrude, no problem. Have another Marlboro, you know? So I put my clothes into the washer, and then I take them over to the dryer, and then they dry. No crazy outburst anymore, you know what I'm saying? Everything was copacetic. Besides, I stayed in my ass outside. I wasn't inside the laundromat because I didn't want any more crazy to rub off on me. I still had my work clothes on. So I go and I go to the dryer, get my clothes out of the dryer, put them in the basket. I go over to the folding table. And then I notice that the crazy leader that's leading the crazy girls comes over and stands like catty corner, no more than probably like 6 feet from me, and just watches me fold my cartoon size bloomers. She just stared at me. Like, what in the hell did I become the freaking study subject? What the hell did I do? Crazy follows crazy.
Yes. Watch me fold my bloomers.
There is nothing sexy about me folding my Fruit of the Looms.
You don't buy hay, son?
No, I buy the Fruit of the Loom.
Because you're a little fruity-tooty in the booty?
I love the way you fold the fruit.
I'm going to bed. I'm falling asleep in DT's lap after this show. I've had myself enough. I told y'all on Twitter this was going to be a crazy show. All right, DT, as always, pants down, eyes closed. Today's show was brought to you by Amazon. Halloween costumes for everybody, even the dog, grooming guides, baseball equipment, cleaning supplies, and more, all through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it and do all your holiday shopping there and share with your friends, family, and coworkers. Amazon, the single best way to keep us from going away. That's not really worded different.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. This program cannot be rebroadcast, reproduced, or distributed without the written consent of an authorized representative of BDB Radio Network.
For advertising on Fat Guy Radio Show, email info, info, at bdbradionetwork.com.
We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Spread the word about the show. Subscribe on iTunes. And catch the show live video replay on our exclusive Vimeo page.
Vimeo page! For Philippius and Sexy Mocha Cup. D-Tay, I'm Corey.
Sounds good right now.
I'm Corey Blaze saying, Skinny Payball, that's you, D-Tay. Fat people, that's me. And that security guard that I made cry, I think I said something really bad about his mama. I really said something bad about his mom. I'll tell you what I said about his dad and his mom off air. I'll tell you about it. It's so horrible. I would dump myself if I said it on the air. Fat people already know they're fat. Skinny people, fat people already know they're fat. So stop reminding us. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. See you at the top.
Bye-bye.
Eyes closed, pants down. Corey Blaze back. You thought the show was over. Not so. Gotta remind you about fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. Get over there now, fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor, and tell us about it if you have a good experience. And now, this is the real end of the show.
One, you're running by the door.